employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
Have you tried that trendy new dating app? You can have months of frivolous fun with people who just love to play games. But if you're ready for something more grown-up, try the Match app. Over 30,000 new people a day are heading to Match for grown-up conversations that lead to great dates and beyond. Our listeners that go to Match.com can start for free today. View photos and informative profiles to get a deeper sense of the people you'd like to meet. Start
from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center. It'll be clear tonight with a low of 57. We'll have a sunny Friday with a high of 81. Heading into the weekend Friday night, it'll be clear with a low of 59. Saturday should be sunny, our high 82. Pretty cloudy conditions Saturday night with a low of 60. Have a mostly sunny Sunday with a high of 82. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 67 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
What is hope? Hope to me was just that he would get to come home. I had no idea how hard it would be once he got back.
I wish she'd stop drinking so much. She thinks it's helping, but it's not.
I act like I don't care if he comes to my games, but I hope he does.
I hoped he'd get help. He told me to stop asking. I didn't. Then one day he asked for a ride.
Hope is knowing there are other families just like yours, that the veterans they love got help and recovered. Go to maketheconnection.net and turn hope into action.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Tong America. This is your Panzer Group leader, Von Wehunt, the Barbarian of the Germanic legions, and the gods Thor and Odin are our guides tonight. And this is our coast-to-coast broadcast, as I broadcast from the Phoenix Bunker in Wolf's Lair. My storm commandos surround the KFNX radio station as I broadcast our very powerful message. We are on a solid war footing with our radio maneuvers, and never fear, for we have war-gamed the enemy's next move, and never forget, we are a world at war. Now this week, the Bolshevik media and CNN has attacked white men all over America.
But we keep thinking that the biggest terror threat is something else. Some people who are marching, you know, towards the border, like it's imminent. And when the last time they did this, a couple hundred people came and they, you know, most of them did get into the country. So we have to stop demonizing people and realize the biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right, to the right. And we have to start doing something about them. There is no travel ban on them. There is no ban on, you know, they had the Muslim ban. There is no white guy ban. So what do we do about that?
We do nothing about that. That was Don Lemon of CNN. He and CNN are now a threat to America. Just a few months ago, there was a senator from Hawaii who had a message for all men of all races and creeds when she said, shut up and step up. But it was mainly, again, designed to be heard by white European men.
Senator Mazie Hirono was asked today about the sex assault allegation against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Here's what she said.
We all signed on to this letter to demand an FBI investigation. But really, guess who's perpetuating all of these kinds of actions? It's the men in this country. And I just want to say to the men of this country, just shut up and step up. Do the right thing.
Hirono is one of just four women on the Senate Judiciary Committee, and that comment of hers has had the internet in a frenzy. Political analyst Dr. John Hart told us he feels Senator Hirono found her voice in the last year.
She found her communist voice. Make no mistake about it. There's an attack on men in America. We've talked about it many times before, and that's the theme of tonight's show. There's a big attack on white European men, Aryan men, all over the media. Now, in naval warfare, a false flag attack refers to an attack where a vessel flies a flag other than their own battle flag before engaging their enemy. It is a trick designed to deceive the enemy about the true nature and origin of the attack. A false flag attack is the best way to sell big and then eventually world government to a people like ours. Historically, we are a people in America devoted and used to a republic with a limited government and powers. The answer is simple. In revolutionary literature, the false flag is a tactic and concept called pressure from above and below. It is designed to deliberately create problems. We see the media right now trying to create problems with men in this country. And then to offer and create frightful conditions at home and abroad, and then create only those solutions that only expand big government in the hopes that the people will then demand the abandonment of personal liberties and national sovereignty for peace and security, which will then appear as a reasonable price to pay for the eventual return to domestic tranquility and world peace. That's what Don Lemon has done this week. He has ushered in a false flag attack on the white European men of America. He's trying to deflect blame. And this has been going on in the mainstream media for many, many years. At the same time, we have a caravan coming up on our southern border. Now, these people that are marching up here say that they are running from poverty and violence, but they are going to bring it to our shores and our border. These are the same people that the Marxist Democrat Party says they will protect in America. Yet, these people have fled their socialist, Marxist, Democrat societies and governments in Central America. And they will find the same thing in this country, rest assured. They say that they're bringing rocks, weapons. Rocks can be a deadly weapon. The president said that today. There's a big war on men in America. Know that to be true. For years, we had Senator Flake and McCain and Lindsey Graham and other Roman senators say that we had to go into Syria for liberty and justice in the American way. They wanted a war over in Syria and Iran and elsewhere in the horrible Middle East. But their kids will never have to fight. In my view, it's another war on men in America. But they wanted your sons to fight, your kids to fight. But the sons of the senator and daughters will never have to go. But the real war is the third world weaponized invasion that we see at our border right now. Tanks and military vehicles are on the way. The war is much closer to home. It's not over in Syria. It's not over in some Middle East hellhole. We have war right here. We have people that want to usher in a new era where they want to restrict the white man. Said blatantly by Don Lemon of CNN. He wants to have a travel ban on white men in America, white men of the right wing of the nationalist venue or the Republican type. This is what they want. I have warned you repeatedly. The militant left, they have tipped their hand tonight. They're at war with you, America. CNN attacks you. The media attacks you. The ACLU has attacked you. What are you going to do about it? They want to attack you. They want to attack your way of life. It is what it is. They have shown their hand to all of us. So tonight, we will start the war and the show as it goes on like this.
Von Wehhant Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehhant is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehhant will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehhant is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehhant, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Hey there, it's Jamie with Healthy Habit Health Foods at 6029 North 7th Street in Phoenix, Arizona, your favorite place to find the best quality nutritional and wellness products for a great price, including many of those hard-to-find items. Our family and staff are committed to bringing you the best customer service and product education. We've always got something fun and exciting going on to help support you on your journey towards healthier living. So check out our website, Facebook page, weekly seminars and events, and thank you for being a part of the Healthy Habit Health Foods family.
Folks, tune in every Saturday. Listen to myself, Brent, and Alex, and our guests as we talk about cryptocurrencies. If you don't know what Bitcoin is, you want to know what a blockchain is, all these crazy things they're talking about, we explain it all to you. The Wild West Crypto Show. Tune in to us every Saturday, 5 p.m., and you want to get in the crypto game. We'll make it easy for you to understand. We're a bunch of old country boys that just like sharing good information. Wild West Crypto Show.
Tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m. right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Food and Drug Administration Safety Innovation Act makes it possible for you to receive information about your prescription drugs in multiple formats to educate you, the patient, on what you need to know before you take your medicine. This could make understanding your doctor's instructions much easier if you happen to be blind, have a learning disability, or other impairment. For more information, please talk to your pharmacist to find out what formats are available in your area.
Victoria's Bible Study, discussing living to your full potential in all aspects of life, including family, personal, financial, and relationships. With your host, Clancy Siganoff, every Monday night at 9 p.m. here on KFNX.
Taking care of your car is the utmost importance. This is Shoeshine Mike for Camelback Toyota. It's autumn and the weather's changing, but we have a great deal at Camelback Toyota this month that will not change. Come on down to Camelback Toyota Service Department, buy three tires, get the fourth for $1. Any Toyota in original factory condition. Your Camelback Toyota, right around the corner at 16th Street in Camelback, where customer satisfaction is always numero uno. Come on down, take care of those tires for our beautiful new weather. Thank you and enjoy your day.
Are you interested in the arts, in travel, in hearing a variety of social perspectives? Don't miss the Greg Lawson Skylight Show every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
And now, we return to the Von Weehunt Show, featuring Von Weehunt, the Barbarian.
On the Von Weehunt Show, we have the guts to tell you the truth. We'll name the names, and that's how we roll here. Our proud sponsor is the Arizona Gold Exchange. Get down there, 2535 East Bell Road, Phoenix, Arizona, east of Cave Creek Road, or go to ArizonaGoldExchange.com. There's a war on all men in America. You know it's true. You feel it. At the border, they're trying to get through. We must halt their advance.
You know, the day destroys the night. Night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on.
My command bunker has advised me that we have Billy the Terminator as our VIP guest tonight. Let's patch him through. Billy, are you there?
Von Weehunt, how are you doing, young man?
I am doing fantastic. They're trying to break on through to the other side. But we're not going to let him, my friend. We're not going to let him.
Well, the airstrikes could start at any time. You do know that.
Yes, I'm actually looking at the clip I put on my Twitter feed. This is Break On Through by The Doors with Vietnam footage showing napalm strikes in the jungles of Vietnam as our gallant forces are blasting the Viet Cong to bits.
Here's my take on it. We can, air tankers that we have for fighting wildfires?
Yes.
Hit them with those, then douse them, and then save the good airstrikes for the Mexican army, because apparently the pink-pantied Mexican army can't do squat to keep people from strolling through their country.
Yes.
Honduras and El Salvador and Guatemala are using Mexico as a doormat, and the Mexican army is too much of a bunch of candy asses. Apparently, they wear pink panties. And, you know, they can't do anything.
They had token resistance,
man. I
thought
the French army was useless. The Mexican army is... Why do they even have an army? I mean, it's...
You know, we defeated Santa Ana many, many years ago at the Alamo in the Texas Wars. They have a cartel army now. We know that for sure.
Yeah, and it's a whole lot stronger than the Mexican army. Now, here's the thing. With this caravan coming, they're coming to our home. Now, keep in mind, we as Americans, America is our home. This land is our house. Now, you invite somebody over to your house, you invite them in through the front door.
Yes.
I mean, when somebody comes to my place, I'll invite them in through the front door. I'll invite them in through the side door. I'll invite them in through the back door. Hell, I'll even invite them in through the garage door. You come into my house at 3 o'clock in the morning through the basement window, wait for the flash.
The laser sight in the flash, I love it.
It's true. Exactly.
That's how it should be. I mean, look, there's gang members coming into the country. President Trump is right. A lot of these guys have weapons, and look, folks, rocks have killed people on the Israeli border with the Palestinians. Rocks thrown at the right angle with the right force and velocity. It's a law of physics, can kill you if hit in your head. I totally agree with the president. If they're throwing rocks like baseballs at our troops, then those are like weapons because they are a weapon.
I would think a well-placed sniper shot right at crotch level would take care of a whole lot of that. Just one to make an example of them.
David and Goliath. My God, your biblical stories. He killed the giant with a rock. Think about it, people.
Exactly.
Think about it. It's even biblical. Yes, these things can happen. I mean, rocks. I mean, as a kid, I was involved in rock fights. We had Roman candle fights and all kind of fights. But my thing was, even back then, Billy, we were a world at war. And I remember being hit by a rock. I remember how hard and how much it hurt.
They hurt.
I have a scar today from a rock. Yes.
Yeah. Now, in terms of solving this problem, I think that we could put the president's skill and expertise to use, and we can make El Paso a deep water port to both the Gulf of Mexico and the Pacific. Think about that. 2 miles wide, 300 feet deep to the Gulf. To the Gulf, to the ocean, you know, and think of it this way. I'll bet you it would be a great white shark breeding ground.
You know, and they're at war with America. They have people coming up in caravans. And like I've told folks, Billy, and you know this to be true, that this isn't just one little caravan, folks, of Juan Valdez on his burro coming up to pick lettuce or coffee beans. They want a constant flow of tens of thousands, of millions of people to come up here. Your thoughts, sir?
Yeah, they want a repeat of Europe.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, that just brought down Merkel finally. Thank you, God. But no, we're not going to have that here. And if we have to mine the damn border, I mean, you know, down here in AZ, there are people who are going, hey, you know, the troops might not be able to fire. We sure as hell can.
That's my point of view. You know, if they slip through the troops, I have told D.C. that if you guys don't get a grip on this situation, you know what? We'll solve your problem for you. You may not like the results, but by God, we'll do it.
You know, and it's amazing. If you were to see some of the trails in Arizona that come down by the border, I mean, the EPA would call it a hazardous waste site, half of them. And it's like, you know, folks, if you want to come to the U.S., do it legally. Come through our front doors.
Yeah, you know, we have no problem with legal immigration.
You do it right, we'll welcome you with open arms. You do it this way, screw you.
That's right.
Go the hell home.
Right, and the militant leftists keep saying, oh, you don't like other cultures. BS, more Bernie Sanders. We have no problem. Look, how many more poor, huddled masses can we possibly take in this country? They're all over Phoenix, on every street with a cardboard sign. I'm tripping over them, you know?
Keep in mind, Bernie Sanders is BS.
Right. We have enough poor, huddled masses with no skill sets. How many more millions of poor, huddled masses are we supposed to take in?
And here's something to keep in mind. That plaque on the Statue of Liberty, give us your poor, your tired, your huddled masses, that was done by a Frenchman so that they'd come here and not to France.
That's right. And I've always said, all those liberals, they always point to the Statue of Liberty, that damn plaque. I would blow up that Statue of Liberty. It'd be a coral reef off New York Harbor. Or, if it was lucky, it might survive in a museum. But that plaque would be totally eviscerated and blown up. They always point to that damn plaque.
My parents came through Ellis. My grandparents came through Ellis Island. So I'm okay with the Statue of Liberty. That plaque, you can send it the hell back to France.
The problem is they keep pointing to the Statue of Liberty. You know,
let's give the plaque to Mexico.
Yeah, exactly. Or make that a coral reef. I've always said that Statue of Liberty, you know what? It's an icon, but the problem is it's always the big talking point of the left. They always point to that statue. You know?
Well, you know, as far as the left goes, you know, the left wants open borders. And here's what I say to anyone on the left that runs their mouth. From the dumb C's who think that that's what Washington, D.C. stands for, up to the Schumers and all that level.
Right.
And my train of thought just left the station without me.
Okay. Billy, thank you so much for calling into the show. We appreciate you.
All right, man. Have a great day. Great talking with you, Von Weehunt.
Yes, sir.
You are the barbarian.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Okay.
Folks, that was Billy the Terminator. These are my points. Don't we have enough poor people in America, enough bums in the street? Seriously. Enough poor, meth brain, homeless people pushing shopping carts? They're all over Phoenix. How much is enough? The liberals won't be satisfied until every neighborhood and state in America is a third world country, complete with drug cartels, a few rich, maybe, no middle class, rampant crime, and millions more poor getting in front of your car, shoving signs in your face. They're on every street corner in Phoenix, in every major city. They'll have gangs controlling and roaming our streets like in Venezuela or Guatemala, while the police stare at you and stand down with their liberal government while they do nothing. No other country is ever asked to allow in millions of immigrants. This is cultural disaster and genocide for America. Israel and China should have open borders. How about those apples? We've taken in enough. It's time for somebody else to step up to the plate, and I shall be back. KFNX, 1100 AM.
News you won't get anywhere else. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Fair and balanced. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
The Trump administration will be rolling out a new plan that would deny asylum to migrants who try to enter the U.S. illegally. Correspondent Miguel Marquez explains.
The president is set to propose a change that would make it so that migrants would have to apply for asylum at legal ports of entry and not if they are intercepted by law enforcement trying to enter the country or if they are already in the United States illegally.
At least two people were dead after powerful storms blew through the Gulf Coast region Thursday. At least a dozen tornadoes had been confirmed in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, with damage assessments expected to continue on Friday. A United Nations report finds some 486 million people are malnourished in Asia and the Pacific, and progress in alleviating hunger is stalling. The Food and Agriculture Organization report said more than half of all children in the world who are malnourished live in the region. I'm Barbara Cusack.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, it'll be clear tonight with a low of 57. It'll have a sunny Friday with a high of 81. Heading into the weekend Friday night, it'll be clear with a low of 59. Saturday should be sunny, our high 82. Party county conditions Saturday night with a low of 60. Have a mostly sunny Sunday with a high of 82. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 64 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Tune in to Solar Sandy every Monday at 4 p.m., Saturdays at 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 6 p.m., and Sundays 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 10 a.m., and 6 p.m. on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. And get all the latest news and information on all of your solar needs.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket you spot. Miniature donut earrings.
You lean in. Ah, that's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
If you missed the Dana Show, you missed this.
You're not going to lie to people about the jobs that they didn't have. You're not going to lie to people about how much you're paying in taxes. You can try, but you're going to be unbelievably unsuccessful. I mean, we could sit here and I could have this conversation all day if people want. But the bottom line is that it was an absolute myth. There was any at all whatsoever Obama recovery.
Dana Loesch, afternoons at 12 p.m. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 323233.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 323233 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Tune in Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered.
Thank you, Dr. Marshall. Promote exquisite immune and cardiovascular support with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Quantum Garlic Complex, featuring bear garlic and allicin. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 800-370-3447 or visit online at qnlabs.com.
Hi, this is Ken with Online Trading Academy Phoenix. Let's speak frankly. The stock market's near an all-time high. This is a hollow market driven higher only by the Federal Reserve and record margin debt, not the real economy. If you're serious about making money in the market, register for one of our half-day classes to learn how to create more income and protect and build wealth in just a few hours a day. Mention 1100 KFNX and get two free tickets, but seating is very limited, so call 8448-INCOME now.
As the war on America and men of this country continues, there will be no more Mr. Nice Guy. President Trump has made that very clear.
I got no friends 'cause they read the papers. They can't be seen with me. And I'm getting real shot down and I'm feeling.
Our command bunker has advised me that we've got the Irish pirate on the line. We'll patch him through here. He's one of our regular great callers. Irish, are you there tonight?
You, Von Weehunt.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing quite nicely, and I'm glad we've gotten this chance to talk again because we have a lot to talk about.
Yes, we do.
First thing, I want to say that last call that I gave you.
Yes.
And I hate giving lists on the air, but I gave a full 13 stations in America in major markets that have been taken over by the Chinese.
Yes.
I never got it around to the two that are also not in America, one in Canada and one just recently purchased in Mexico, that are border bandits and blast an even stronger signal, illegal in the United States, to here. And it amazed me. But anyway, that
no,
being
said, I appreciate
one of the
that.
Things well, and I'll always be that guy that has had more clearances than your opponents have brain cells.
Yes.
And will be able to tell you that through real statistical and social analysis what's really going on this planet when everybody else is missing it. The main reason I even brought up those 15 stations was because somebody had called up and said the AM radio was going to be our last bastion. And we can't have that disappear. So I had to humbly tell you we're losing it if you don't take it back. You think we're going to be able to buy this time back from the radio stations if the Chinese get a hold of it? I don't think so. So you can't even let them in the first place.
That's item number one. True.
Item number two, Gab, the number one platform chosen by conservatives when they've been bounced off sites. And now, of course, the sites have run to China to avoid prosecution for doing things like that. But now Gab itself has been pulled off the web. And why? Gab patriotically fulfilled its civic duty by handing over all the posts authored by the junk DNA that killed Jews in their place of worship while he's fighting off police to do so. And Gab responded so fast to the needs of national civic duty that the information stumbled into the latest lie by the media left trying to say that it had something to do with Donald Trump. Of course, included in all the posts were how much he hated Jews, but also how much he hated Donald Trump. And that didn't wash over too well with the lies that were being formulated. So that's why Gab is off the air. You're not allowed to challenge the media when they're lying through their teeth, when they've all agreed they're going to push a lie. And I say, well, you're going to have a hard time when you deal with the Von Wehunt show, because we're going to beat you to the punch every time, just like Gab.
That's right. And now criticism in America is equated to racism in America. The left always says, Iris, that, you know, everyone's a racist when they do not agree with you. That is their programmed response to you folks. Don't be afraid to be called names. That's all the left has. They put an IST or an ism after a word and let that stuff deflect, bounce right off you. Once again, if they don't agree with your politics, you're an automatic racist in America. And look, we're the most multicultural country in the world. I mean, come on. I mean, how many more, as I said before, races and creeds and colors and poor huddled masses can we absorb? We've already taken in the lion's share more than anybody else, so they don't have a soapbox to stand on, you know?
If we could just debunk evolution quick enough, we would find out that all humans have the same capacity to be white, black, or whatever over a period of time. That literally, like a car having a heater and an air conditioner every time it's made, our DNA will respond to our environment and change our color and whatnot based on what's there. And so, therefore, we're all born human, and that's it. And boy, does the left not want to hear that. They want us to believe that we're accidents out of some stupid explosion, when in reality, we're all made in the image of God, literally, and carry the DNA of such. And they're just going to have to put up with the fact that their science doesn't match reality.
Right. And Irish facts are stubborn things, as we know. I don't really care if you're purple or orange. I'm for America first. And Trump has got many inroads in the African-American community and other minority groups in America that are for him, you know, and look, we're for America first, period.
And on top of that, I think most of our listeners will understand at least my viewpoint that I'm an equalitarian libertarian, and I really don't care what you look like. I don't care whether you're man, woman, tall, short, whatever. Can you do what is required of, for example, of a job or of being able to support a family or be my friend? Or if you can do the job, there is nothing stopping you in this country, because we're not supposed to have these so-called racist or whatever overtones.
Well, I would say that the left, Irish, the left always talks about race. Now, look, I have always said that the white Europeans need to be racially aware. Being racially aware is not being a racist, because the left keeps programming us and they keep harping on race for the last 30, 40 years. We're now all over it, baby. We now notice it. You want us to notice color? By God, we notice color. We got no problem with that at all. And we'll talk about it. But they have made the average American very racially aware, and it has backfired on them.
Exactly. We've actually learned that even though we weren't being prejudiced, they're so prejudiced that we're worried about we're actually going to have to slap them a little bit in the process of saying, so what?
That's right.
Now that I've noticed that black women are just as beautiful as white, are you trying to tell me anything new?
That's right.
Again,
yes.
As an equalitarian, I'm saying, so can she be the woman I need her to be? Can you? I don't care what her creed, race, whatever. I have my needs too. ideal a lot, sure, obviously, with teachers.
Two can play at that game, Irish. I totally agree. And the thing is, these right-wing Republican candidates have got to stop saying, I am colorblind. I never noticed color. Everybody, and they cite Martin Luther King said that we should judge everybody by the comps, you know, their character. Well, you know what? That doesn't fly over in flyover country anymore. That's an outdated response. I would say I see color everywhere, and I hire people based on their merit, and all I care about is that you're America first. End of sentence. Done. That's what you should say if you're running for office. Stop saying you're colorblind, because everyone knows you're lying.
You get an A+, Von Wiehunt, on your civic awareness test. I think I do notice that America, more than any other country, has got more diversity than ever. And the funny thing is, I don't really think that we're having that big of a battle over it if the flames weren't completely fanned by a bunch of idiots that need to be removed.
Exactly. I love it. Irish, thank you so much. And what are your final thoughts to America tonight?
America, there are a lot of people that right now, I've had two different people this week text me telling me they didn't want to vote because they didn't think it would matter. And I'm saying, funny, there are very rich corporations and people out there that are spending gazillions of dollars to, not only to make sure that you are putting out that message for other people to see that you're worthless, typically, but also they're spending another bunch of gazillions to make sure you stay that way. And those of us that are aware of this, number one, are reminding you, you could have voted. You could have done something. It took me 30 minutes at home. I loved going out and looking. I didn't vote straight Republican. There were a couple of libertarians there I found that were, I thought were better candidates. And one person actually who seemed to hug the water so much, I felt sorry for her and voted her in for water conservation. I think she's a lefty, but she didn't have anything else to do but keep our water clean. I think she will.
Irish, I love it. Have a great night, sir. Thank you for calling the show.
Von Wiehunt, as always, thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure. Folks, make no mistake about it. They are wanting to invade America. Reconquista. They are just not wearing conventional uniforms. Men from the most violent and dangerous countries in the world are invading America and trying to through illegal and legal immigration. They want to flood our shores. The Democrats want more sanctuary cities and states to house potentially millions of illegal aliens, MS-13, and gang members who will all get registered to vote Democrat in all future American elections. They want to change your state blue. Civil war is imminent, ladies and gentlemen. I am not kidding. Be ready for anything. Our troops are there to protect you.
The Von Wiehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wiehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wiehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wiehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wiehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
AMI Diamonds and Jewelry. Guaranteed wholesale prices to the public on all diamonds, gems, pearls, and jewelry. That's 60 to 80% off retail prices or more, which makes it the perfect place for price hunting. Located at Cactus and Tatum across from Paradise Valley Mall, AMI Diamonds and Jewelry offers highly reliable servicing for all your fine jewelry and watch repairs, as well as bead and pearl stringing. The owner is a global diamond specialist, obtaining investment-grade GIA-certified fine-quality diamonds for a small commission, thus making them a sparkling commodity that you can see, touch, and enjoy. Diversify. Invest. Make a statement and enjoy portable wealth. AMI Diamonds also buys gold, gems, pearls, diamonds, and fine jewelry. AMI Diamonds pays out some of the best values for your items in the Phoenix area. You'll be satisfied working with professionals who each have over 40-plus years of experience in the jewelry trade. Same-day service available. Stop in today. AMI Diamonds, a family business with a very friendly environment. AMI Diamonds. Call today, 602-923-8200. 602-923-8200.
I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, and we're expanding our lineup of local talk shows. We're looking for individuals, business owners, and professionals to host their own radio talk show. This would be a new weekly show that either you pay for or help get sponsors to fund your show. You would pick the topic, select guests, and take calls from the listening audience. There is no experience necessary, and we provide training. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463, 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m.
Over and over again, blindly following the plan. And so they took that and they trained us to believe that our life was go to school, get a job, save your money, 401k, IRA, and retire at age 65, but it failed.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m. Everything you need to know about finance and real estate. For more information, mypassiveincomesystem.com. Mypassiveincomesystem.com.
Would you like to come on my radio show and talk about what you do? I'm Carol Blonder, the host of Networking Arizona. I created a show where you can get yourself heard by thousands of listeners. You also get a podcast of the show so you can put it on your website. Heard Tuesdays and Fridays from 3 to 5 p.m. It's a drive time, prime time show. Call me and book your spot at 602-228-4629. Get the word out about what you do. Visit my website, networkingarizona.net.
And now, we return to the Von Weehunt Show, featuring Von Weehunt, the Barbarian.
We thank you for being here. My prediction on election night, I am eerily accurate. I have the pulse of the nation at my fingertips. I know you well, Mr. and Mrs. America. I know the undercurrent of political action in our country. The red tsunami wave will crash with the smaller blue wave. No matter what happens, the left, the militant left, will commence with riots in the streets of America next week. I believe that the Republicans may lose some seats in the House. They will retain ownership of the Senate. I believe at the end of the day, when the dust settles, that Trump, as Julius Augustus Trump Caesar, that he will hang on to the Congress by a slim margin nonetheless. But that is my prediction.
Is offered for the return of a slave woman, stolen or absconded, from the house of Marius Dolabella. Under the protection of Pompey Magnus and Julius Caesar, Senate sits tomorrow. Be aware, no disorder will be tolerated. By order of the Senate, Gaius Julius Caesar is declared an enemy of Rome. All good citizens are bound to do him harm if they are able.
And that's what the media thinks. Trump is the Julius Caesar of our time. No man has conquered more than anything. He has buildings. He has conquered business. He has conquered politics. But they do want to do him harm. Let's get Glenn on the air really quickly. Glenn, how's it going? Let's patch him through.
It's going fine. How are you tonight, sir?
Doing good, sir. Doing good. I am bracing for the red tsunami wave.
General, I like your prediction, and I think you're on to something.
Thank you so much. I don't buy into all the media hype about the blue wave. It's going to be a blue trickle. Most Democrats will be too lazy to get off the couch to vote, and they're not motivated. They really are. Not only in the big cities where it's very densely populated, you have those real militant Antifa Democrat types, but really the heartland Democrats will they're typical cells. They'll be too busy eating pizza, eating wings, and drinking beer and playing fantasy football. My thoughts.
I think the reporting is, dare I call it, fake. on the you know, the polling and everything else. It seems to me that their assessment of what's really going on in America is extremely inaccurate, unlike yours.
Thank you, sir. You
understand our current, should I call them challenges, threats,
yes.
Our enemies.
Very well.
They do not, or at least they're not reporting the true threats and problems.
I agree, Glenn. I think the Bolshevik media is trying to up their numbers, and they're playing this con game. They're doing the same thing they did back in 2016, saying, you know what, Hillary's going to win. And she lost by, you know, a landslide electorally. Okay? They're doing the same thing now. The Democrats are going to win. Blue wave. And everyone I talk to that's a Democrat, there aren't many, but I do bump into a few people on the street carrying signs, unfortunately, they're not going to vote at all. So, and the militant ones, there's really not enough of them on the whole. But they are very vocal, and they like to fake you out. With their numbers. They are the Trojan horse inside the country.
Can I be a little personal here?
Yes.
I gave up on you know, the fact that Trump was going to win in 16.
Mm-hmm.
I really was like, well, you know, good people sometimes are ruled by bad people. And I really felt like, you know, Hillary was going to win. Well, I'm over that now, and this time around with all this nonsense and the fake polls and all, Trump's not on the ballot, yet he is, but I believe there's going to be no red wave whatsoever.
You mean no blue wave?
Thank you. Blue.
Right. The red tsunami wave will be strong, undercurrent will be very strong, and the right wing will come out much more than the blue wave, which is much weaker.
I agree.
Glenn, thank you so much for calling the show. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
You
continue
bet.
On.
That is my prediction. Glenn is right. I was one of the very few radio hosts that predicted a full year in advance that Trump would not only win the Republican nomination, but that he would win the presidency. Go back in the archives of the show, and you will find that I was dead on accurate. Folks, the chair is against the wall.
Dawn. Right now, I've got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
Let's get Paul the Gladiator on the show tonight. And by the way, I asked Paul to call. I have done the monthly drawing for the Arizona Gold Exchange. Now, folks, you know this fall they're giving away one gold coin each month. And this is 1/10 of 1 ounce gold coin. The winner is Paul the Gladiator. Paul, are you here to accept your prize?
I am here, and thank you.
You are welcome. Every caller gets entered into a hat. It goes around like the Powerball, and I selected your name.
Awesome,
amazing.
Man. That's awesome. It's an awesome giveaway that Arizona Gold Exchange is doing as well.
Yes, we have a winner each month, folks. You can only be entered if you call in to my show. Now, we had over 25 callers last month, about 20 to 25, I believe. They were all entered. And congratulations on the gold coin. It's pretty cool.
Thank you, Ben.
I like to see these go to new callers, but you're also a great regular caller. And, folks, if you're a new caller, always remember you get to the first of the line on every show. So don't be shy out there. I will put you on the air. Paul will tell you that.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, let's get to this whole election because we all have to get out and vote on Tuesday coming up.
Yes.
I think with all the news that's going on, I think the Democrats are really chopping their foot off because they keep saying, oh, we're going to win, we're going to win, we're going to win, we're going to win. And they think it's going to deter Republicans, libertarians, nationalists from going and voting against the Democrats. And they thought this whole caravan was going to discourage us up to the border. But all they're doing is stoking our fire of the silent majority, because we're saying, okay, good, send the troops. That will actually invigorate the Republicans when they see that these people are just trying to try to crash over the border. So Republican, nationalist, libertarians, we're going to get out and vote. And the Democrats, they are told that their candidates are going to win, and it's going to keep them in their seat at home, because they'll say, oh, we're going to win anyways. Why do I have to go down to the polls? And it'll happen just like 2016. I think you're right. I think we will keep Congress by a short margin. We'll gain seats in the Senate, and that will allow more of these gubernatorial races. I think we're going to win Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's going to win on the Democratic side. I think we're going to win the Republican Georgia governor. And there's another close gubernatorial race I think we'll win as well. In Arizona, of course, Ducey's going to crush Garcia.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we just got to keep telling our friends, family, coworkers that we know are not Democrat, we can be anything but a Democrat, get them to the polls.
That's right.
Friends, if you need to. Pick up your older relatives, bring them to the poll.
That's right. Paul, thank you so much. We appreciate you. Folks, thank you. And he's the winner, the gold coin. Pick it up on Monday, Paul. Folks, after the bloody Roman battles and midterm elections, we will be victorious. All of Rome will be at our feet. There will be much gold and tribute for our fine soldiers, centurions, and governors. We will march through the huge gates of ancient Rome, and we shall be victorious. Vote on Tuesday. Do not relent. Do not falter. Do not fail. For I believe in you. We have confidence in a great republic. Thank you. God bless you, and good night.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the